Hello, Hot Flash fans. My name is Sandy Cruz, and I am the podcast host and creator of Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen, where you learn all about how to age better. Topics include optimizing hormones, biohacks you're not going to hear anywhere else, and just simply how to age better. Listen to one of my favorite episodes, 168, with Dr. Dale Bredesen, who is reversing Alzheimer's. Yep, you heard that right. Be sure to subscribe anywhere. Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen podcast. You're listening to Hello Hot Flash podcast. Here's your host, Stephanie Shaw.
Hey there, I'm Stephanie Shaw. Welcome to the Hello Hot Flash podcast, where midlife women can learn from guest experts and authors who discuss menopause and all that comes with this new chapter in our lives. Hello Hot Flash, where we learn to control the change and not let the change control us. Hey everyone, I want to start this episode out with some birthday shout outs. Now, I know that I'm probably going to get in trouble because I'm going to miss someone, but I want you to charge it to my head and not my heart. When I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, we have so many birthdays this month, so I won't do it every month, but you know, I'm just going to give a couple of shout outs this month, especially because my mom's birthday is in March. All right, so to the Shaw Thornton Warner family, happy birthday, specifically to Whitney, Ruben, Brunette, Flora, Tyler, Nancy, Pena, and Laverta. Again, I apologize if I missed someone, but I love you. I love you all. Now, let's transition into this episode of Hello Hot Flash, where we help you control the midlife change. Today, we're going to discuss mistakes perimenopausal women make when it comes to trying to lose or maintain a healthy weight. Nearly 401 million perimenopausal women in the United States will be predisposed to the risk of menopausal obesity by 2026, according to the National Library of Medicine. The hormonal imbalance during menopause also promotes the higher accumulation of fat in the abdominal region. Now, we all know this. We've heard of this before. We know that with obesity comes an onset of other medical problems such as diabetes, heart disease, osteoporosis, and cancer, and increased psychological concerns like depression, stress, anxiety, and mood disorders. Menopausal obesity can also result in sexual problems and sleep disturbances. So, I always encourage women to look beyond what you look like in the bikini or the skinny jeans and to focus on not only what you look like on the outside, but what do you look like on the inside? So today, this episode is going to be super short, and I am going to give you the four mistakes women make when it comes to losing weight during perimenopause, and I'm going to offer you some solutions as well. So the first mistake that we, because you know, I've done this too, that we all make during perimenopause is eating the same foods that we ate when we were pre-perimenopausal, you know, 12, 13, 14, 21, 25, when we could eat burgers and fries, grab some pizza with a beer, eat that big old plate of pasta with nice creamy sauce a couple of times per week. We cannot do that anymore. I know it's sad to say. I'm not saying that you have to cut these things out of your life forever, but 3-4 times a week, burgers and fries just will no longer work for our bodies. As our bodies change, so do our nutritional needs. We need to start to increase the protein in our body, so getting more protein-rich foods. And that can include nut butters, lentils, quinoa, black beans, chickpeas. And notice I didn't even mention any animal products there. You can survive eating, or you can get your protein and survive even if you are not eating meat. That's not for everyone, and no judgment or statement is made within that, but just to let you know, protein-rich food does not always mean grabbing a piece of meat. You actually want to start to decrease your animal protein as we begin to age. Red meat specifically can hinder calcium absorption. And if you eat meat, make sure that it's wild-caught or grass-fed. And I say that because a lot of times we'll think, oh, you know, I'm eating a piece of salmon and it's really good for me. Well, when salmon are farm raised, a lot of times they will add dye to that salmon. So they're pretty and pink when you see them in the grocery store. If they're raised on a farm, that's a congested area. So they transfer disease to one another. So they're provided with antibiotics and other chemicals in order to make sure that they're not dying off. And again, they start to swim in their own feces. So we don't want to eat just any type of salmon or any type of meat. We want to make sure, again, that our salmon is wild caught, which means there may be some times of the year, depending on where you live, that you may not be able to get salmon unless you're ordering it from somewhere that ships directly to you. And then make sure that your food, the other meat that you eat, is grass-fed meat. You want to look for chicken products that are not fed antibiotics and try to buy as close to home as possible. So you're going to, again, decrease the animal protein, but if you're eating animal protein, make sure that it is good animal protein. I don't eat meat, and I'll do salmon occasionally. And my mom always says, well, we ate meat and we did XYZ when we were younger. I'm like, but mom, you also raised the meat. You segregated the meat before you ate it. You gave it special food and then you ate the meat. So that's not happening now. The industry is just not treating the animals in a proper way. So it's not just the idea of not eating animal protein. It's the idea around what's happening to our animals. And that's why I say decrease your animal protein. All right. And there's a ton of studies. I get on this bandwagon on animal protein, I'll jump off. But there are a ton of studies also that talk specifically or speak specifically to the idea of getting your proteins from other sources, not just animal protein, is super beneficial for your body, especially during menopause. So what else are you going to do if you can't eat your burgers and fries and your pizza and beer? You are going to increase your water intake. How many times do we hear this and think, you know, it's just water, but it's so important that we increase our water intake. We want to increase foods that are rich in phytoestrogens, and we also want to stop drinking alcohol and smoking. Those impact our weight as well. And then make sure that you are getting enough vitamin D. So I prescribe to the supplement, to the food, and also just going outside and making sure that you're in the sun. You know, everyone, no matter your skin color tone, need to make sure that we're wearing some type of sunscreen, but getting outside in the sun is super helpful as well. All right, so what is the second mistake that we make when it comes to losing weight? We start to eliminate carbohydrates and fats. First thing I hear, well, if I just cut the carbs, I can lose weight. Or, you know, if I decrease the fat, I can lose weight. Yeah, you're right. If you deplete food and nutrients from your body, you can lose weight. But again, what we all want to think about is, are we making our bodies as healthy as possible so that we can live a long, healthy, productive life? Again, if you deplete your body of these vital nutrients, you will be skinny, but you will not be healthy. So that's where we want to go with this conversation. Carbohydrates should make up approximately 40% of your caloric intake. This is a number that has worked for me, has worked for others that I've worked with, but it may not work for you. So everyone needs to understand their body in order to make sure that they're eating in a healthy manner. But if you're only getting like 10% of carbohydrates per day, you're not eating enough carbohydrates. You need to make sure that you are incorporating complex carbohydrates into your diet every single day throughout the day. And you may say, oh, if I just eliminate fat, I'll lose the weight. Well, no, we also need fat in our diet too. I prescribe to 30% fat. So 40% protein, 40% carbohydrate, 30% fat. Again, fat should make up about 30% of your daily caloric intake. Once again, recognizing that everyone is different. But your goal around this is not fat from the burger or fat from high fatty foods. It's fat that you're incorporated from healthy fat, like extra virgin olive oil or avocados. Getting that good, healthy fat is what you want to focus on. All right, what's mistake number three? Partying like a rock star. So, sorry, ladies. When we begin to mature, we need our rest. It's just, it is what it is. We need to rest. According to endocrine.org, after 3 nights of disturbed sleep, there was a significant reduction in the rate at which the woman's body used fat. So if you're not sleeping at night, that fat is holding on to your body, and that's making you gain weight as well. And we often think that estrogen is the cause of our weight gain. It's actually a combination of several things, and sleep plays a pivotal role in that combination. So making sure that you are getting some sleep during the night is super important as well. Mistake number four, exercising occasionally. So I won't even lie to you. I did not like to exercise. I did not like to work out. My cousin she still runs, but she ran high school track, she ran college track. In the summer times, I would stay at her house and I would sit on the ground while she she was practicing for track meets or playing in the band, or she was always moving, always exercising. It just was not my thing. I did not like to exercise. As I matured, got a little older, I do exercise now. I actually love to exercise, still not at the level that she does, but I now know that not exercising before may have played a role in the how my body handled perimenopause, because I struggled. If you know my story, 2 years, 18 doctors, 2 world-renowned medical facilities, $20,000 out of pocket. So I had a very long struggle. Pieces and parts of what I'm talking to you about today were missing. So I was not eating properly. I was not getting enough sleep and rest. And exercising occasionally was not doing it for me. So that's a mistake that we often make. I have a small frame, so I didn't need to quote unquote exercise to be thin. I already had a small frame, so why should I exercise? We're not exercising, again, just for our outward appearance. We're exercising because of all that it does for us on the inside. So again, that's another mistake that we often make, exercising occasionally. As we age, we have to move our bodies. Walk 20, 30 minutes per day. If you can't walk physically, if there's something going on where you can't physically move your body, if there's a part of your body that you can move, start to move that. If you're working with a physical therapist, ask he or she how you can start to incorporate as much movement as humanly possible into your body. If you are capable of walking 20 to 30 minutes per day, but you're like, there is no way I can fit this into my schedule, and you can only spare 10 minutes, walk for 10 minutes. If you can only spare 5, walk for 5 minutes. I am telling you, if you do it for, let's say you have 5 minutes before the bus comes, and I get my kids or my grandkids on the bus. If you do that 5 minutes, 5 days in a row, the next week, you're going to start to feel a difference, and you're going to want to walk 10 minutes, and then you're going to want to walk 20 to 30 minutes. The exercise does something to your body to make you want, you begin to crave the exercise, and you start to see that, oh, I feel better, I look better, I'm sleeping better, the symptoms are less, my hot flashes are less. It does something to the body that's magical. So make sure that you start to walk or do some type of movement and exercise. Implement resistance training. So as we age, we can't just walk. That's a place to start. I'm just getting you started, but always got to add some stuff. So implement resistance training. So I have not done bands in, 5+ years. And I was in a class last week and the woman bust out bands. So I'm thinking, all right, we've been lifting weights. I can do the bands. And I'm like, oh my goodness. It was even her as the leader in the class. She was like, she had the band that provided extra resistance, but even she was like pulling a little harder. You could see it in her face. That resistance training was really, really good for like my shoulders, my upper back. I felt it in my body, but I didn't feel exhausted. I just felt stronger. So as we age, we want to make sure that we're feeling stronger. So implementing resistance training is key. I really felt that workout, but in a good way. Increase your balance exercises, whatever you can do to make sure that you're staying on balance. Because again, once as we age, A fall to an older person can be life-threatening, or doing things to make sure that we can maintain our balance. And then lastly, but not least, make sure that you're lifting weights. Do not have to bench press 300 pounds. I always say that, but you need to be able to lift something. And you're lifting weights, so when you go to the grocery store and you need to lift that big bottle of water or the big bottle of laundry detergent, it does not cause any additional stress on your body. It also helps with your bone health. So make sure that you're lifting weights. All right, so real quick, what are the four mistakes? Eating the same foods that you ate when you were pre-perimenopausal, cut it out. Eliminating carbohydrates and fats, cut it out. You know, eat the carbs, eat the fat. It's not the carbs and the fats, it's the type of carbs and fats. Partying like a rock star, cut it out. And then only exercising occasionally. Make sure you're doing that as well. Make sure you're exercising more. All right. I hope this was helpful. As we age, we have to lean into the idea of a body changing, of our changing body, rather. I did not say give in to the idea of our changing body. I said lean into it. And understanding what's keeping us stuck is the first step. So again, I hope this was helpful. This episode, if you're listening to it on the day that it airs, it's March 12th. And today I started a free 3-day challenge where we are going to focus on resetting our metabolism so we can manage our weight, sleep better, and have more energy. The challenge is 100% free. If you're interested in joining, head over to hellohotflash.com/challenge. And sign up today. It takes place March 12th, 13th, and 14th. Each night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA, we will have a free coaching session. So we'll all come together as a group, and any questions that you have, questions maybe related to this episode or a previous episode where perhaps we talked about mindset or nutrition, you can bring those questions, or if you just have a totally different question not related to an episode, you can bring those during the challenge as well. So again, it's absolutely free. It starts March 12th. Head over to hellohotflash.com/challenge. Now, let's say that you're listening to this and it's July. I plan on doing one or two additional challenges throughout the year. So the URL, hellohotflash.com/challenge, will stay the same. And then you'll be able to see the updated information if you're listening to this after March 14th of 2024. All right. As always, I'm very, very grateful to you for listening, for taking time out. If you have any questions or concerns, always just make sure you can go to my Instagram page, which is Hello Hot Flash Podcast, and direct message me. I will respond to your direct messages because I'd love to hear from you. Any show ideas, I'd love to have those as well. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, and here's to your health. If you're a midlife woman who has thought about implementing lifestyle changes to help stop the hot flashes, sleep better, and lose those extra pounds, well, listen up. If you're ready to get your life back, but you're worried about how much time it takes, how you're going to get your family on board, or you just don't know where to start, I have a strategy that is exactly what you need to help you get off the weight loss, sleep deprivation, hot flash having roller coaster. Join me March 12th for a free event, Menopause Reset, a 3-day challenge to help you kickstart your metabolism so you can lose weight, sleep better, stop the hot flashes, and regain your energy. Head over to hellohotflash.com/challenge to get your limited free spot. The Menopause Reset 3-day challenge includes nightly live coaching. We start March 12th, so sign up at hellohotflash.com/challenge. See you March 12th.